until tomorrow, right? Isn't that how it works? The House and the Senate are going to propose competing plans to raise the debt ceiling and end the shutdown, which hasn't been done. Day 16, So, Senators Reid and McConnell, by the way, welcome to the Good Day program. I've heard a lot of people not even bothering to say, hello, this is the XYZ program. It's just right to, they screwed it up again, and what's your thought? 888-302-3684 happens to be our number for your thinking about all this. We're going to do what we normally do here, discuss what's in the news media coverage of the government shutdown, the debt ceiling, calls, opinions, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen are here. Unfortunately, the story is different in the House than it is in the Senate. Both Mr. Reid and Mr. McConnell have been working on legislation to open or reopen fully the government, raise the debt ceiling, and both seem to be pretty optimistic. And the deal from their department or their corner seems to be pretty well tucked away. By the end of the day today, it'll be fine. The House, not so fast. The plan was scrapped yesterday after Tea Party demands for more Obamacare amendments made it a bill that Boehner said would not pass. The deadline to raise the debt ceiling and avoid default is tomorrow. How many people understand? See, this is what I don't understand. If I have enough money to pay most of my bills, that's what I do. How is it different here, or is it, are we just being fed more slug from the news media and government operatives who want to make sure they get everything that they want? Kenny, I'll let you be the expert. Ladies and gentlemen, the expert here is Ken Kessler.
Yes, well, you see, I'm at a loss at this point. I thought I had a handle on it, but it seems like every day somebody explains it a different way. My understanding was that that we hit the debt ceiling tomorrow because that's money that has already been spent or that Congress has already appropriated,
yeah.
Decided we were going to spend, and all that hits by tomorrow,
yeah.
And that other things that they have agreed to spend money on, we won't be able to pay.
Mm-hmm. So,
but you hear so many different talking heads say that, well, that's not the case at all, and we get this much money in taxes, so we can pay our bills and most of our bills anyway. And,
yeah. You have to pay the interest on the debt, and then you pay other things you have to do. Social Security seems to be the target here. The Tea Party folks, Mr. Ryan, et cetera, are interested in cutting back on Social Security, some of the other things, which seems rather counterintuitive since the Republicans get most of their support from the older voters. There isn't, if you were to split the country in half, let's say the average age of death is 80. So you take people who are 40 and above, they're the ones that more likely than not are going to support. This isn't a specific, but it's a generality. But it is true that older people seem to be in the Republican Party, younger people seem to be in the Democratic Party, or the Democrat, excuse me, for those who are purists. We have a Democratic Republic, so the Republicans and the Democrats get represented in what kind of a government we have. At any rate, that's not really why we have a Democratic Republic. It just happens that the words go together like that. So the answer to the question is, we don't know what really the target is. There are people who would tell you that it is Social Security, that that's what Ryan and his bunch want to kick out. But yet there's so much other waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that they could tackle if they would, and they don't, because they can't, because the main support for them being reelected are all these people that have corrupted the government system. So what they're going to do is screw the people who expect at age 65 or 67, you push it back a little, that's realistic, because people are living older, more expensive. The government can't handle everything. That's the problem. The government has been brought in to handle everything. Everybody says, the government, the government, the government, the government. Well, here's what you get with so much government. You can't pay for it. So where's individual responsibility here? Up in smoke, for the most part. And so here we go again, another day, another round of this stuff, and nobody's getting to the heart of the matter. Get rid of, have a study, put people in charge of making government efficient. If you have a company, I'll bet there's somebody who's listening to us right now. Feel free to share your stories. 888-302-3684. I was thinking of this yesterday afternoon. I was in a truck that belonged to a paving company. And the guy who was driving the truck has been driving that same truck for 19 years. Worked for the company for 34 years. He's probably close to my age, I'm going to bet by looking at him. And he's not interested in retiring. And even if he were, he couldn't. Because he doesn't have enough money. Is he bothered by having to work? No, he likes his job. But under the circumstances, his company that has lots of government work, state of Massachusetts work, federal government work, roadways, paving, that sort of thing, they've all been shut down because even if they were able to do the work, they aren't going to get paid for it for a while, so they just stopped. So he's doing, this was a private deal, he was working for, these guys were working for NSTAR, the electric company, to fix the road here. As long as they can't fix the road, they get paid by the government, they work for private big entities like that to do the work. He used to be part of a company, this company he's working for now got bought out. So in the old company, they had a guy that washed the trucks, checked the oil, changed the oil, maintained the truck. That went away because that person wasn't essential to the operation of the new company. So the truck's dirty, the oil's dirty, this guy changes it when he can, washes his truck when he can. But he normally works from when the sun comes up, he'll start at 7, and he'll work until there's no more light every day, 5 or 6 days a week. So I'm telling the story because the guy who changes the oil, and maybe the guy who washes the truck, makes the truck last longer, the engine lasts longer. So is he essential or is he not essential? You could argue it either way, right? Now, if there was somebody who was in that company that was, there were two people that were responsible for washing the trucks and checking the oil and stuff, and one was just the helper to the other one and doesn't really do anything, he's just there as backup, not essential, don't need him. There are plenty of those people in the government. Plenty of people who, if you are honest, those of you who to whom I am speaking, would admit that you are not essential. You're not needed. Hard to swallow that sometimes, but you aren't. And there are plenty of projects that are in that same vein. So we aren't really working to fix the problem. We're fixing the immediacy of the debt ceiling being we have to go out and borrow more money. Spend, spend, spend. So the government has done just the opposite of what is responsible and what good leadership is all about. So down the road, are you going to remember all of this? Are you going to remember when it comes to voting next year at this time for a member of Congress that he or she screwed over this whole thing? And again, are we going to get consensus as to what the right thing to do is? What is the right thing? Is it just raise the debt ceiling and pay more out to all of this stuff? Because it keeps the economy going, more people working in the government, more cash for spending in Sears or at big box stores everywhere, discretionary spending at Amazon. I will tell you, as a person who's in the advertising business, I've said this pretty much every day since this started, we are affected by this because advertisers stop advertising when they don't think there's discretionary income to use to buy their product. Because most things that are advertised are not essential. Food is essential. Right? You do get ads for the grocery stores. Those haven't stopped. But what else is essential? Gas for your car to get to work? Okay. How much money do you see these guys? They've got the market corner. They don't spend that much money advertising anyway. Michael, what do we have for advertisers? Look at the Michael, come on and on the air. Give us the list of advertisers that are in this hour of the program.
Let me take a look. Sam Adams.
Okay, that's a beer.
OnStar.
OnStar is the General Motors save the car, yeah?
Office Max and Geico and National Association of Realtors.
Mm-hmm. All right. So In that, I will tell you, I can go back and tell you ones that we had last week at this time that we don't have. Those have all been here for quite a while. They're substantial national advertisers, and they go for the programs that have the widest reach nationally, and fortunately this is one of them. So they're there, but I will tell you there are four or five I can name that aren't here because they don't want to spend money at the moment. So it's food for thought, certainly, as to what the right way of fixing this is. But just putting a Band-Aid on it, stamping it, and sending it back, keep spending the way you are, doesn't work. Can't work, won't work. So what do? We listen to all these guys babble back and forth, and still not, we're not finding a fix. 888-302-3684. All right, that's my run on it. It's 18 after. This is Good Day.
I'm Jim Cook here at our Sam Adams Brewery, tasting this year's Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Hit it, boys! Who wants some fresh Oktoberfest? This year's Oktoberfest is rich with sweet flavors like caramel and toffee.
Mm, that is really good.
Those unique flavors come from the five roasted malts in Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Ah, delicious. We only brew Sam Adams Oktoberfest for 2 months, so grab one before it's too late.
Then I definitely want more Oktoberfest.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
So they are. 888-302-3684. People line up to discuss some of these various elements of the issue of the day. The government shutdown, debt ceiling, 21 after on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Schuler of Team Christina last night from The Voice. They opened up the program with my songs, Know What You Did in the Dark.
Okay.
We know this song, Kenny? I turn to you when it comes to some of the newer songs.
It's a song by a band called Fall Out Boy.
And is it has it been a big something that we would consider to be a significant hit?
It's a medium hit,
medium.
I'd say.
All right. So anyway, these are folks. So what happens here is that because they're on Team Christina, she has to choose between one of the two, and her choice was Matthew Schuler. So Matthew wins, Jacob loses. Ta-da! Now,
on with the show.
On with the show. Let's see who the winners and losers are here today as we discuss the government shutdown, the proposals that are being discussed back and forth, and we get to some of the radio programs that are monitored by Ken and some of the other folks on the program. Here's host Steve Courtney talking to Chris Matthews about both sides' inability to work together.
You know, I've always said, Chris, that bipartisan politics is like a unicorn. You've heard about it, but yet you've never seen it. And here we are, day 15 of the government shutdown, still waiting for bipartisan politics to kick in. That was not the case with Mr. Reagan and O'Neill.
Well, it's agreeing to be partisan and making the system work. I mean, you come to politics with different views, and this has been the way it's been since the beginning of our country, and always will be. We're not going to have a one-party state in this country. This isn't Africa where one party can come in and stay for 30 years. It's not going to be like that. And so we got to get used to doing it. The way Tip did it was, my old boss was, I always called him Mr. Speaker, of course, was, you know, Reagan got elected 44 states. You get a right to your vote. And he said, you're getting your honeymoon like every other president. You get to vote. And so he had up or down votes on his tax plan, his social spending cuts, which Tip hated, his big defense hike, which Tip wasn't with. And he got his votes. And by the next year, it was clear he'd overdone it. And they got a big tax increase to offset that. Tip won big votes in 82. I got back almost all the seats they lost in 80. And you basically, well, they would always come to deadlines, like they fixed Social Security very effectively. They had a tax reform bill that cut the top rate to 28, but also equalized the way you're taxed if you work or if you make your money from money in capital gains, which liberals have always wanted. And, of course, they worked together in Northern Ireland and on ending the Cold War. So I think it's an interesting relationship. You fought, you dealt, you smiled, you signed the bill, and everybody's happy. Today is you fight, you fight, you fight. you end up doing something at the 11th hour that nobody likes, and you start snarling again and setting another deadline right after that. And I think that's where we're at this week. Not a good conclusion. This is not going to make people happy, this thing.
You know, I understand. I just want to get your thoughts on this quickly. If there's a resolution today, and there is rumored to be one, apparently there will be enough money in the kitty to get us to mid-January, roughly 3 months. How does that sit with you?
Well, it means we're going to do this all over again in February at least, and it means that they're finally passing the budget sometime in December when it was supposed to be passed in May. And so everything is way back now. They used to do stuff, and they had respect for these deadlines. They'd pass appropriations on time. This year there was no appropriations passed on October 1st. That's why there was a shutdown. It was easy to just vote against the continuing resolution. There was nothing funded. Wide open opportunity for the hard right in this case to step in, and Ted Cruz did. And I just think that Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell have been bickering back and forth here. And here we are. Why didn't they do what they're doing right now months ago?
Right.
What have we accomplished? This is a man-made screw-up. I mean, Jack Kennedy said the problems of man are man-made. Well, they certainly were this time, because I can't think of what's going to be in that big deal come Thursday night at midnight and in the Friday papers that's going to say probably, oh, we'll have a means verification on the exchanges in health care. Is that really something that should jeopardize the entire U.S. credibility in the world financially over? No. So they ended up going day-to-day thinking of things to fight about rather than having a reason to fight. And that's one difference from the old days. In the old days, you fought because you disagreed. Now they disagree because they're fighting. They just want to find a reason to fight.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Door or automated phone.
Don't forget, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Not that there are any other Good Day programs around, because I cleverly, as a good businessman would do, have done my best to hold on to that title, to hold on to what it means, the essence of it. And I guess if I were going to go to the, what do they call it, what's the department that when you are, you're putting all of these things together and you have to save them, you trademark them. I think it's called the trademark department, isn't it? And the federal government probably couldn't do that today.
Copyright?
Yeah, copyright and trademark. 34 mm-hmm. after the hour, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. All right, so what do you have on Facebook and Twitter? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, Kenny, with regard to all of the shutdown debt ceiling discussions.
Lou says, if 200 million voters don't move Boehner, why in the world would he listen to 100 senators?
Well, there you go. That's a thought worth repeating. Yes. Next.
Yeah. Mike says, it's been 2 weeks that our leaders have chosen to ignore our cries for them to do their job and not screw our country up.
Well, they've been not doing their job and screwing the country up for quite a long time. We've had
years,
20,
years.
30 years of this stuff, maybe longer. You go back in the real history of the country.
And Ferris says, since the House GOP rigged the House rules to limit voting, they own this shutdown.
That really has stuck in a lot of people's craws. If you didn't hear that, Kenny, you want to explain what Boehner and Cantor did over the weekend to make sure that they could control all the discussion of this?
Sure. This actually happened on September 30th, the night before the shutdown went into effect. The Republican House... the House Republican on the Rules Committee altered the rules in the House. It used to be that any congressperson could bring a bill forward to the floor, especially something that was being contested by the Senate to try and remove amendments like what was going on with the CR. And they altered the rules so that the only person who could do that would be the House Majority Leader, Eric Cantor, or someone that he designates.
Right.
So as the government was shut down and more Republicans were lending their voices to the Democrat side saying we need to do something to end this, they were all powerless to be able to bring a bill forward. But nobody really knew that until recently when Maryland Congressman Chris Van Hollen went onto the floor to try and present the Senate bill and was told that that he couldn't do that. Only Eric Cantor or whoever he designates can do it now. Mm. And it was all done very quietly, overnight.
Yep.
Nobody knew about it.
Although the Republicans used to criticize the Democrats all the time for adding these little bits of pork to bills at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and nobody knew they were voting on it until it was too late. Well, same stuff. They're all corrupt. 888-302-3684, and they're doing nothing to change the public's minds about how corrupt they really are. Here's Scott Pelley talking to CBS correspondent Nancy Cordes about the Republican plan falling apart last night.
A warning flare streaked across Washington. The credit rating agency Fitch says that it is reviewing America's stellar AAA credit rating and may downgrade it. This because of the budget siege in Washington, which is only deepening. It was just 24 hours ago that Senate leaders boasted tremendous progress on a deal to reopen the government and allow Uncle Sam to borrow money to pay his bills. But in a surprise, the House Republicans rushed out a new proposal that included rollbacks in Obamacare, which is what led to the government shutdown in the first place. Then the Republicans called off even that vote. So here's where we stand. The country is in the 15th day of the shutdown, and more important, the day after tomorrow, the government loses the ability to borrow money. It could start defaulting on its debts sometime after that. Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill with the late developments.
Scott, House Republicans tried to pull a hat trick, but it turned out to be a little trickier than they thought. And the plan that they introduced in the morning had to be scrapped in the evening because they didn't have enough votes from within their own party. What they were trying to do was to upend a compromise that was being worked out in the Senate and replace it with something a little more conservative. But it didn't go far enough for their Tea Party members who wanted bigger changes to the president's health care law in exchange for reopening the government than their leaders were willing to give at this stage of the game. So all day long, leaders tried to tinker with the plan a little bit to get enough votes from their right flank. But at the end of the day, it was not looking good. And then Heritage Action, a very conservative group, sent out this note to members saying the proposed plan will do absolutely nothing to help Americans who are negatively impacted by Obamacare. And it looked like they just weren't going to have the votes. And so they ended up throwing in the towel. The plan is now dead, and shortly thereafter, we got the signal from leaders in the Senate that their negotiations are now back on and that they think they can finalize a plan in very short order to reopen the government and raise the debt ceiling. But the question is how quickly that can happen because of the rules of the Senate. Passing anything, even if it has big bipartisan support, can take days.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Listen to Scott Pelley. Dun-dun-dun-dun. As he put those words together, very flowery words, broadcasting and streaking across the screen and all that other stuff. It doesn't change anything. All it is a bunch of words. Even if Congress reaches a last-minute or a deadline-busting deal to avert a federal default and fully reopen the government, elected officials are likely to return to the brinksmanship that they've become so well-known for and that we are criticizing so readily and handily here. 888-302-3684. House and Senate talks barely touching the causes of the problem, which is what we are talking about here. This program is talking about the causes of the debt, the causes of the spending stalemates, Social Security. This has pushed the country close to crisis. Go back to 2011. Remember that? And then last December, remember that? And now again this month. And then whatever, what is it supposed to, the deal was supposed to go to next February, I think, that we talked about yesterday, wasn't it, Kenny?
Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be whatever. The first week in February, I think.
Yeah. So how many people do you know that expect a resolution, even if it's a couple of days late? Do you worry about tomorrow? I don't worry about tomorrow. I'm not worried about any of this stuff. Because you know what? Whatever is supposed to be, whatever is going to happen, will happen. These guys will do in themselves, or they'll do in part of the government. Then when you heard Pelley and his colleague there talking about the AAA rating, yeah, that's nonsense. You think people are not going to lend money to the government of the United States? Is that going to cost an extra quarter of a point or something? Maybe, and that's worth probably billions of dollars in the long run. But it goes right back to these people not knowing how to manage. They are not managers, they are politicians, whether they be in the House, the Senate, or the White House. They are none of them managers. They don't know how, they don't care, they're all about themselves, and this shows it. So, is it better and more responsible to not spend so much money? Yeah, sure it is. But by the same token, whenever we're involved, if you're married, you're in a relationship, you compromise. Sometimes you don't always get what you want. Sometimes the other party doesn't get all that he or she wants. And I think that's part of the root of the problem here. Not being able to give is kind of frustrating, I think, for a lot of these people. 888-302-3684. Bruce is driving on the I-75. Hi, Bruce.
Good morning. I'd like to mention something about what Katie was saying about the House of Representatives. Harry Reid is the only one that can bring a bill on the Senate. But the reason I called is, and he's been doing that for a long time, the reason I called is our Constitution gives the power of the purse to our House of Representatives. And the whole point of this whole thing is they're trying to take the power of the purse away from the House of Representatives by the Senate trying to propose a bill. They're trying to take power away from the
So, Bruce, here's what you're saying, I think. We need a constitutional convention that 34 states, when there are things that need to be changed like this, when those things are put into proposal written form, then they go around for ratification to 34 states. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of things that need to be addressed and changed because the Constitution is outmoded. It doesn't work. It doesn't apply, as we can see in any number of Supreme Court rulings that have knocked us on our can over the last 10 or 12 years. So I think that's what you're saying, and if you are saying that, I think there are probably a lot of people, if you're really invested in how the government operates, that's what you want to see happen. Thank you. What also is the problem here is that the people who are coming along, I was talking about, I didn't use the term millennials, but that's really what I meant, people under 40, under 30, that are now just coming into the system, they pay no attention to any of this stuff. They're not paying attention to this stuff because they haven't been taught how the system works in school. So they're the ones who are responsible for allowing, for electing the people who are there now, because all the people that got elected did was go on to Twitter and Facebook and regale the people who hadn't gone to vote, probably wouldn't have voted had they not gone out to the voting booth to give these people power, which they really don't deserve because they never earned it. And so they have it, though. What are they doing with it? They're screwing it up. Not just the people in the administration, but the people who are elected in Congress and the Senate. They're screwing it up because the general electorate is uninformed, uneducated, and not really familiar with the issues. It's a beauty contest. Once in a while, you're lucky. The first real beauty contest was JFK, because that was the advent of television. And that's why he won, because he was good-looking. But he also had a certain amount of competency. Even though he was green, what do they call it, wet behind the ears, he certainly was green in terms of his own experience. But he had some good advisors around him, which isn't the case with Obama. It was the case with Clinton. Clinton, actually, even though there were a lot of questions about him, and early on he sure screwed things up, but he quickly worked on fixing.
He learned fast.
He did. Obama hasn't learned anything at all. Nothing. Yeah. So that's the difference. I mean, there was a discussion earlier, Kenny, about what Tip O'Neill did with Reagan. I think that was the Chris Matthews cut. And he's right about that. But Reagan and O'Neill were pals. They would get together and discuss what needed to be done. And, it was politics. Tip O'Neill wanted more Democrats in the House, and obviously Reagan wanted more Republicans, so they went back and forth. But the essence of what happened at the end of the day is they made deals and they got things done and things moved ahead. And there wasn't really, by the time, I've forgotten what it was like, it wasn't serious. When Reagan got out of office, there was debt. When Bush was in office, there was debt. When Clinton got out of office, there wasn't much debt. I think we had a surplus, didn't we, when Clinton got out of office, or close to it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
So George Bush, you can handle, here's what, those of you who are so desperate to blame somebody, blame Bush, the son, and this guy, because they're responsible for the $17 trillion. And then people could say, well, we had to spend all that money because of what happened on September 11th. So then you go back to, you can, this this can be a course in frustration, because you can go back forever and try to figure out, why did we get bombed on September 11th? Because those guys didn't like us. Why don't they like us? Because we did things that we ought not to in the name of big oil and big business. And so that gave an excuse to rally people around the flag, if you will, their own flag, and do what they've done, which is disrupt. Everything's disrupted now because of fallout from things that were done a long time ago. And it continues to just go around and around and around in the barrel. Nobody talks about that either. It's 14:13, actually, before the hour on Good Day.
OfficeMax understands that time and money are invaluable to every business owner, no matter what the size of your company. And having the right support services can make a powerful difference in both. That's where we come in. Count on our knowledgeable associates at the new OfficeMax Services Center to get your business what it needs, from marketing materials and web solutions to payment processing and so much more. Stop in and learn more about all the services we offer, or visit us online at officemax.com/services.
Let's get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In today's debate on immigration, some congressmen say no new workers should be allowed until the borders are secure. We all know the importance of border security, but if we look through the lens of liberty, we realize how unrealistic it is to spend billions on more agents and higher fences without also addressing the labor problem. Building a wall will not keep people from jobs they need, nor will it keep small businesses from finding the workers they need. Big walls have been tried since the Great Wall of China, over 2,000 years ago. It didn't work then, and it won't work now. We need a guest worker program with strong incentives for workers to come through the gate, not over the wall, so police can concentrate on real criminals rather than people who just want work.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
888-302-3684. I think I'll spend a few minutes in the next few minutes talking about the history of this debt thing as you push it around. I think that might be instructive to people if you're interested. And we have some more radio input, maybe a call or two as we have time, as the hour sort of draws to a close more quickly than we might like.
National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
After 7 before the new hour, Doug and Ken on the Good Day program. In this hour, we often are listening to hosts and callers from other programs to sort of, not necessarily set the tone, but to give you something to think about. And so I'm going to sort of veer away from that for a moment, because I want you to think about some other things. Because, in essence, I'm no mathematician, I'm not a scholar, but I do have some common sense, and I do have some knowledge because of what I've done for a living for the past 50 years. I guess I have a corner, not the corner on knowledge, but I don't think I'm dumb. As a matter of fact, I think I'm pretty smart, if I do say so myself. And I think that we all have our spin on this stuff based on what our gut tells us. We are probably going to have to go through this more. There's a group called the Concord Coalition, which advocates budget reforms, which I have been a big supporter of. And even if there's a compromise plan today, tomorrow, this week, this month, they're not going to deal with the real issue. The House and the Senate and the President, whoever he or she is, as you go down the road, is going to have to deal with this fundamental problem sooner or later, or it does all blow up. You can't keep kicking the can down the road. There's a fellow that is at another one of these think tanks, the Brookings Institution. Name is Aaron, Henry Aaron, no relation. Supports unprecedented legal action to avert these showdowns. That's part of the constitutional convention that needs to take place. So we're going to have a breathing, we're going to have a rest for 3 or 4 months? You don't think the same thing's going to happen again in February? Come on! Be realistic. Is this all just a show for the news media? Some people make that argument. I remember, Kenny, the Simpson-Bowles plan. Remember now, we have $16.7 trillion in debt. Simpson-Bowles was something that was passed in 2010, and it was revised earlier this year in conjunction with a sequester vote. It called for about $1.3 trillion in new revenue, and for that much in cuts. Remember that discussion? Cuts in growth, cuts in spending. Neither of those things have happened. The spending hasn't been cut, But we cut with the sequester, you know, kind of a bludgeoned approach, just bang, bang, knock 2% off of everything, which probably isn't very smart, but that's what happened because nobody seems to be able to curb their spending reasonably. And so now there are people who are talking about, again, Simpson-Bowles, that limits popular tax deductions, like things for charities and mortgage interest. That's going to be something that will come under scrutiny by the end of the year. So there are a lot of people who are trying to figure out how that's going to work and how that's going to protect their assets and what they leave behind for their children, their family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. At any rate, there's nothing that comes from Obama that's clear. Nothing. Because the people there don't know what they're doing. And that's why there's no leadership there. Boehner doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Does Reid and McConnell? Nah, not really. I mean, they've been politicians for so long, they don't have any real practical experience. They depend on their staff. You see, that's really what it is. The staff, these Republican and Democratic senators and congressmen have staff. They're the ones who figure all this out. And if you're lucky enough to have a smart staff, a good chief of staff, then you're fine. Or better off. But if you got a moron, somebody who's a political hack that your chief of staff, doesn't understand any of this stuff, doesn't know how to direct the staff, you're going to have more of the same. And that's what we have. More of these sycophants who just stick their nose up whoever the butt is in Congress at the moment. You notice that the staff can, if you look around at the staff members of these various congressmen and senators, same people, even if they're different faces sitting in the chair of the congressional guy, but it's the people behind the scenes that stay the same most of the time.
Right.
Pretty incredible.
Power behind the throne, so
yeah.
To speak.
888-302-3684. All right, Jeff needs a minute. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning, Doug. There definitely needs to be changes in our Social Security program, but it isn't that it's breaking the government because it's a separate fund. What happened is the government borrowed the money and didn't pay it back. We do need to raise the cap on earnings for taking Social Security out of probably to $150,000-$200,000 because people make a lot more money nowadays. But there'll probably be some age adjustments as well.
Well,
but the true problem is what you just mentioned, is most politicians now represent the party more than the people.
Right, and they don't have any experience, they don't have any background, they don't have any judgment, they don't have critical thinking skills, they don't have any of these things that that basically plays into good leadership. They are bad leaders, and this whole mess reflects that. So how do you fix it? At the moment, it's a real conundrum, actually. All right, this hour is over. Stick around for more DougStephan.com audio there if your station is...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.